Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
See, even though they don't know what crime they're impeaching him for, Lee, civilization is at stake as we know it, yes. Nancy Pelosi says. Now, Nancy doesn't believe that. And she can't get through saying it without laughing. But she's saying it anyway.
It is absolutely imperative. Civilization, as we know it today, is at stake. This is a very sad day, I think, for our country. It's something that I would have hoped we could have avoided, but the president's actions made it necessary. You cannot violate the Constitution in full view. The facts are clear. If we were not to proceed, it would say to any president, any future president, whoever she or he may be, Democratic or Republican, that our democracy is gone. The president is king. He can do whatever he wants in violation of the law, in ignoring the acts of Congress.
Oh, boy. You know, if she were saying this about Obama, she'd be right.
Yeah, that's the irony of the thing.
Oh, gosh. You know, and the what is so hilarious about this, other than her giggling when she's talking about how this is such a sad day, so many of the things that Trump has done through executive orders is simply to rescind what Obama did through executive orders.
Right. And civilization is definitely not at stake. It'll probably get better.
And we do not have a democracy. I'm so tired of having to remind folks of that, whether that is the those vaunted ivory tower eagles that were testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. We do not have a democracy. Ms. Speaker, we do not have a democracy. It is a constitutional republic.
Now, if you want to talk about a constitutional crisis, well, we're on the subject. Wall Street Journal nails this. Adam Schiff's surveillance state. Once again, as I warned you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
As I said,
this is interesting.
We will never again be free of our intelligence agencies in an election if they get away with it. The meddling will be endless. We will literally see breathless news reports. Wow, a week from today, control of the Senate will be decided by this Senate race right here. And we're waiting to see if our intel agencies will weigh in. That's illegal. Nobody cares. I mean, this is where we're going with this. And the Wall Street Journal nailed this. By the way, last night, Laura Ingraham reporting that the NSA was involved in helping Schiff get the phone numbers.
Yeah.
That's a huge problem because no one here, not Rudy Giuliani, not Devin Nunes, is accused of a crime in a court of law. You can't get it. I mean, how? And here's what the Wall Street Journal writes. Adam Schiff's 300-page House Intelligence Impeachment Report doesn't include much new about Mr. Trump's Ukrainian interventions, but it does disclose details of phone calls between ranking intelligence Republican Devin Nunes, Trump attorneys Rudy Giuliani and Jay Sekulow, reporter John Solomon, former Giuliani associate Lev Parnas, the White House, and others. The details are metadata. Funny, that's what the NSA collects,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, really.
About the numbers and length of the calls, not the content. The impeachment process is playing the impeachment press is playing this as if the calls are a new part of the scandal. But the real outrage here, the Wall Street Journal writes, is Mr. Schiff's snooping on political opponents.
Bingo. Thank you. I was waiting for him to get to that. Exactly. Exactly.
The media is utterly incurious about this. Oh, good. Our deep states come to the rescue again, violating law. But who cares? And again, this is the deep state. What did Lisa Page tell us that was so outrageous? We got the headline all wrong on our side. Our media got it all wrong. The outrage of the Lisa Page interview was when Lisa Page is asked about the FBI, and she says she is horrified by what has happened to it. And then she tells us, quote unquote, the job of the FBI, which you might have thought was to take down criminals who commit real crimes. It's not. She says the job of the FBI, the purpose of the FBI, is to speak truth to power. That is exactly what social justice warriors say about their movements and their organizations. She thinks the job of the FBI is to speak truth to power. That is terrifying.
Let's look at this too, though.
You see these agencies acting in this way. Our job is to take out anybody we disagree with politically because truth is on our side. What were you going to say?
I'm just going to say, look what Adam Schiff has done. Mm-hmm. He has abused the office of his power as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has illegally obtained phone records of political opponents to influence an election.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this man has done.
And like literally no one cares.
No, because if Trump has improperly addressed the foreign leader to influence an election, then Adam Schiff, as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has illegally obtained phone records without a warrant and has gotten these phone records for the sole purpose of influencing an election.
But see, the difference there is what Trump did was not illegal. What Adam Schiff did
is illegal.
Is illegal.
This man should have to resign from Congress. I'm telling you, and I'm ticked off.
And
Republicans have not been demanding that. It won't happen. It will not happen. But they should be demanding it. They should be demanding his abuse, that his abuse of power be recognized, his lying before the American people when he made up a complete false story about the president and had it in the congressional record until he got called out on it. Every bit of this, they should be demanding that he resign from Congress. It won't happen, but that's what they should do, because then you've got that narrative out there. The press would have to report on it. And then they would call into question the motives and the lies that these Democrats have been doing and getting away with.
The Wall Street Journal talks to that. The Democrats, talking about Schiff's motive, appears to be an attempt to portray Mr. Nunes, a presidential defender, and Mr. Schiff's leading antagonist in Congress as part of a conspiracy to commit impeachable offenses. Wall Street Journal writes, this is unprecedented and looks like an abuse of government surveillance authority for partisan gain.
Looks like it is.
It is, I know. Democrats were caught using the Steele dossier to coax the FBI into snooping on the 2016 Trump campaign. Now we have elected members of Congress using secret subpoenas to obtain and then release to the public the call records of political opponents. This is being normalized. This is terrifying. So what does this mean now going forward? Because remember, precedent is always set by these things. Once it's done once, it's okay. So what we have established is that if you speak up too much in these hearings, you speak for the truth, you ask tough questions, then your personal records are open, you know, it's open season on them, mm-hmm. and they'll be released. So if there's anything in your personal records, you better not speak up before Congress, because us in the NSA, we're going to nail you.
Yeah.
And the media not only will not question the legality of it, the open, naked criminality of it, they will gang up on you and destroy your life. They will smear you using your phone records, even if they don't know what you were saying on the phone calls.
And you see what happened to Turley?
Tell us about that. I know about you. Tell us about it. Did
he's getting I can't speak to death threats, but he's at the very least getting threats that they should immediately fire him. Now, look at what happened here. You had three left-leaning Democrat donors that were there to attack the president and being ostensibly called, constitutional experts. And they were brought in. And I didn't hear anything about them being threatened and anyone trying to get them fired. But there are threats to get Turley fired, to get him fired from, what is it, George Washington or George? I forgot what university he's with, though. But they're trying to get cost him his job because he dared to say that these charges don't rise to the level of impeachment. He said right up front, not a Trump supporter, didn't vote for the guy. But what you guys are doing is wrong. You're going about it the wrong way. Just saying that led to the left attacking him, demanding that he lose his job. I didn't hear about that from those other three folks who got up there and basically lied and obviously had personal animus against the president. Those folks would never have been on a jury in a court of law. Do you realize that? If that, what was it, Carlin, whatever the woman's name is, if any defense attorney had gone through there when you're picking a jury and had gone through there and questioned her about her beliefs, her motives, her association with the president and her beliefs about the president, she would never have been allowed to be on a jury. But yet she's called in to be a congressional give congressional testimony about a constitutional issue such as impeachment. with an obvious bias.
It's insane. I just want to wrap up with this Wall Street Journal where they're going with this. Readers may recall that only a few years ago, Democrats were in high dudgeon over the executive branch's collection of metadata against terrorists.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They claim the National Security Agency, NSA, was spying on Americans. And in 2015, Congress barred NSA from collecting bulk domestic metadata. Yeah. Federal investigators must offer legitimate reasons to obtain metadata from telecom companies, and they are subject to restrictions on divulging it, yet Schiff did this.
Oh, it's opposition research now, Tara.
Oh, see, I guess it doesn't count.
Yeah.
This, as we know, Republicans are worse than terrorists, so all rules, things like laws, they passed.
Exactly.
Co-signed. Yeah. Don't apply to them. They are going to use our intelligence agencies against us in increasingly terrifying ways. This is just the beginning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, if during an NFL game one side blatantly cheated and the referees ignored it, the public would be... what a great point. The public would be outraged and force the situation to end. Are you kidding me? It would go on for weeks. It just happened right in front of us. Nobody cares. I mean, a lot of people care. It's not true. But the level of the outrage, you're right. It's not even comparable. And an NFL game ultimately doesn't really matter. It's entertainment. This does. Texter writes, if during an NFL game, one side blatantly cheated and the referees ignored it, the public would be outraged and forced the situation to end. We need the same public to care as much about government as they do about sports. I would add before it's too late, and we all end up living in the surveillance state, not just our top Republican political leaders. Texter writes, still no arrest. Epstein didn't kill himself, and Snowden wasn't wrong. Snowden looks like a prophet now. Deep state smeared him with a lot of lies. Texter writes, I think talking about Nancy Pelosi. What did she say? Violate the what? The Coopstitution? What's that? Pour me another, bartender. Texter writes, bring on impeachment as if wackadoodle Democrats aren't enough of a reason to vote for Trump. By the way, headline in the Washington Post today, and they know, Pelosi may have just signed the death warrant for moderate Democrat Congress members. Yeah, the 30. Look at the polling. You can't argue with that much. You really can't. All right. This is the level of the insanity we are now living through right now, okay? Reuters is all over the latest scandal. The horror, okay? You want to what's horrifying? According to Reuters, this is the level of the insanity right now. Rudy Giuliani, despite their best efforts, won't stop. He won't quit. You know where Rudy's been the last week? Ukraine. They cannot believe. I mean, they have commanded him not to go to Ukraine and to stop investigating the Bidens because it's now an impeachable offense to investigate the Bidens. Rudy doesn't care, and they can't believe it. So they actually report this. This is hysterical. Let me tell you what's the background on this. Okay, the Ukrainians have tried desperately to tell us about the Democrats and the Bidens' criminal activities. They hold press conferences about it. So I mean, it's not like, you know, they're making a small effort. I mean, they have press conferences about it, and the U.S. media ignores it, and then says basically they'll destroy anybody who brings it up. That's where we are. Okay, in October, Ukrainian parliamentarian Andriy Derkach, we talked about this briefly at the time, revealed in a press conference that Joe Biden was paid $900,000 for lobbying efforts from Burisma. So Joe's on the take, too. This is obviously the same organization that paid Hunter Biden $50,000 to $83,000 a month to sit on their board, an obvious pay-for-play maneuver, right? So they have a press conference. They're trying to tell us Biden's on the take, too. It's not just Hunter. Help us stop the corruption. Well, it's like a tree falling in the forest. The media ignores it till now. Hysteria has ensued, as reported by Reuters, because Rudy Giuliani had the gall not to listen to their commands, to ignore Joe's obvious gross corruption, and has traveled to Ukraine to meet with Derkach. Now, the media knows why meeting with Derkach is a bad thing. All you gotta do is get on Google to find out. He's like, dude, Biden's on the take. Can you please investigate this? The media is flogging Rudy for daring to visit with him rather than asking, would it be a problem for Joe to be taking almost $1 million for lobbying on behalf of a company whose head has since been indicted for stealing $7 billion from the Ukraine people after Joe tried to stop it? I mean, I just answered a logical question. It's a question you should ask. No, the outrage is that Rudy won't listen. He won't stop. And he's still talking to legitimate people from legitimate backgrounds with the government who are begging us to stop this. This is the level of the corruption, folks. It's just insane. I mean, you almost can't capture it. It's so nuts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You planning to take an Uber anywhere? You might want to go heavily armed. I'm talking body armor. After a few defense classes, self-defense classes. Uber has, for the first time in its history, released a comprehensive safety report about its rides in the U.S. spanning the full length of 2018 and part of 2017. That's after public pressure. The report discloses that 3,045 sexual assaults occurred during Uber trips last year. 3,045 sexual assaults occurred during Uber trips last year. 9 people were murdered and 58 died in auto-related crashes. It's the first set of publicly available data now regarding the safety of Uber's ride-sharing platform. Now, to put it in perspective and be fair, Uber says users took 3.1 million trips per day. It's 1.3 billion trips total. So, I mean, you know, the odds of this happening, you are not high. But still, 3,045 sexual assaults in the last year. Now, also to be fair, the sexual assaults, 235 of which were rapes. The vast majority, you know, included unwanted kissing or groping. Drivers are reporting assaults at roughly the same rate as riders. The report specifies, including across the 5 most serious forms of sexual assault. However, those numbers may be higher in reality, given sexual assault often goes unreported. Uber's only provided contextual data point in the blog post announcing the safety report is that nearly 44% of women in the U.S. have been a victim of sexual violence in their lifetime. Tony West, Uber's chief legal officer, said, quote, "The numbers are jarring and hard to digest." Now, to be fair, we do not have a comparable report for taxi drivers. They run different companies and all. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is normal. But, you know, when you hire them for the ride, you may get more than the ride. Just a word of caution. You got to be careful, folks. I mean, you're getting in some guy's car. You sign up on the internet. Texter writes, "We need to ban high-capacity Uber drivers." Now, the texter writes, "Uber is a rolling crime wave." Now, the texter writes, yeah, I got this too. "Tara, a trial in the Senate worries me. I don't trust the Republicans. I think at least a lot of them are just Republicans by label only. I wouldn't be surprised to see them find a reason to vote against Trump, especially the ones who could be retiring or whatever anyway." You know, by the way, the fact that Republicans have stood together on impeachment is remarkable. It is remarkable progress. You're like, what? Have they done much to defend them? No. It's been very lackluster. But when you consider where we were 2 years ago, Republicans controlled the House and the Senate, and they were investigating Trump, not Hillary, Trump, for simultaneous investigations because one wasn't enough. We've been telling you this was fake since 2017. It was obvious to us, not to them. They were persecuting him. They want him out. They can't stand him controlling the levers of power. So the fact that they are now uniformly defending him and standing together, folks, that would have been impossible if Democrats had seized control of the House in 2017. Republicans would have happily impeached him. They spent 2 years investigating while ignoring the FBI's lies and crimes. Now, why has that? So that, I mean, that is a tremendous amount of progress in Trump breaking the back of the globalist control of the party. Is it because he's convinced him he's a good guy? You can't convince bad people like the crooks who run the Republican Party that Trump's a good guy. It's immaterial to them. Now, what Trump has convinced them of, the only thing that matters to them, the only metric that's measurable to them, is raw power. And he's got a lot of it. He's got enough of it that he has 100% support in the House right now. It's going to be a bipartisan vote again, was last time. When you see how far Trump has come from those very same Republicans, many of them investigating him personally, because they couldn't get enough of Russia collusion. They couldn't shove it down our throats fast enough to where it is now. What does that show? The vast amount of power Trump has built. Where is Trump's power? The most dangerous place for any politicians in the people. People are, they're woke on our side. And man, you step one little foot over the line, they will destroy you at the ballot box. These Republicans are afraid. And so when you look back to the days when they weren't afraid to be investigating Trump to now, it shows you how much his power has grown. That's a good thing. These people are practically psychopathic criminals. That's how you win a congressional primary, by willing to do what others aren't. Most of it verging on criminal in this country. Keep in mind, who recruited most of the Republicans in the House? Well, the Senate's a little longer term, but most, well, some of them. And in the House, who did that? Karl Rove. Who recruited him? U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Open Borders Lobby. They're for destroying the country for profit. Profiting from the decline. Jeb Bush sold that at a fundraiser for Democrat donors in the Hamptons. We're going to manage the decline. That's who we elected, because Karl Rove selected them, pre-selected them in the primaries and funded them to the point, using Chamber of Commerce money, that they could not be beaten. Then they sold themselves as conservatives. They lied. That kind of person's never going to be convinced by the argument that you're a good and innocent man, because they are not. The only moral they know is raw power, and it's a measure of Trump's that they have had. They have been forced to stand behind him in lockstep, and there's a few good ones too. It's a few good people. I don't know how Devin Nunes isn't bankrupt now. I can't imagine how he's not bankrupt, given the amount of legal aid he will need just to stay out of prison at this point, given what they're doing to him illegally, by the way, with his phone records and all that. Texter writes, and I think this text is wrong, but I'll read it anyway. Lindsey will vote to impeach Trump. He can't. I mean, well, he'd love to, but he can't because he's got an election coming up. Lindsey will vote to impeach Trump. He'll never forgive Trump for beating him so badly in his own state. Lindsey knows revenge is a dish best served cold. No. Lindsey doesn't have to vote to impeach Trump. Lindsey's already done something far more valuable for the resistance. Block all hearings damaging to them for, what is this, December? 12 months now. Do you know who, by the way, is still continuing these investigations that need to be done of the FBI, the DOJ, the lying, the criminality? Do you know who's doing those investigations? Charles Grassley. Charles Grassley, who was the head of the Judiciary Committee before Lindsey, and he term limited it out. That's why he's gone and Lindsey got the gavel. Charles Grassley has persisted. He continues to this day writing letters, making demands. Lindsey Graham doesn't sign those letters. His most recent were just in the past week. So Charles Grassley, recognizing that Lindsey has become a protector of the deep state and ground all of Grassley's investigations to a halt, has continued on his own. God bless him. He's persisted in his seeking of the truth. So no, voting to impeach Trump, Lindsey can't do that. But what he's already done for them is far more valuable. Oh, by the way, the Republicans, who sent him a letter, the House Republicans, suggesting he legitimately and legally subpoena Adam Schiff's records, like go through the process legitimately, not get something from the through the back door from the NSA illegally, do it right. Lindsey's just refused. He's not on our side, folks. He's not. By the way, we need those records to show the connections between Schiff, the whistleblower's attorney, and the Democrats. That's what we need those for.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's jump online with Keith in Rock Hill on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Hey, Keith.
Good morning. How are you, Miss Tara?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
I have a stupid question that maybe that you can answer. Kamala Harris dropped out of the race recently because she did not have any more funds to run her campaign. Did I understand that correctly?
Yep. She didn't raise $5 million. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So if the Democratic Party is all about sharing the wealth, redistribution, why didn't the other candidates chip in and help her go, keep going? I mean, is that a stupid question? Why didn't they chip in? If it's all about redistribution, let's help her out. Let's keep her going.
That's a brilliant point. Do you think it's because they were racist, Keith?
You know what? You may be absolutely right, but they couldn't just publicly say that. You know, I mean, you know, it's just, no, I mean, I know I'm asking a stupid question, but it's just the truth. You know, you're preaching one side out the other is what you're doing. You know, it's like the preacher that stands up there and say, Miss Smith down the road needs $10 to buy a loaf of bread when he's making $100,000 a year. I'm not criticizing. I'm just stating facts of how it works sometimes. And, you know, that's why I've openly said it before. And if I offend somebody, I apologize. But I've been known to offend people before. That I got a call the other day about voting. Who would I vote for president? It was a Breitbart poll or one of those. And I openly admit I'm voting for a black gay Jewish woman married to a white Muslim who's adopted two little transgender kids. And that's who I'm voting for president.
You totally screwed up their poll, right?
I did.
Good for you, Keith. Good for you.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
Thanks, Keith. No, but you're asking a great question. Why did the Democrats not donate to Kamala Harris? And what have Democrats been telling us? You can watch their conversations on Twitter. It's fascinating. It'll make your mind melt down. Well, see, it was the media's fault that they're racist. Because, see, the media just was not fair to Kamala Harris, ergo no one donated to her. So it's not the donator's fault that they're, you know, or the potential donator's fault that they're racist. It's actually the media's fault for being mean to Kamala Harris. Now, you know what did her in? No, she surged in the polls, man. She was gaining on Biden. She was right behind him. After that first debate, and then people took a look. I played the CNN audio. I won't play it again. CNN said at the time in September that unfortunately for her, people discovered she had been tough on crime. The Democrat primary were absolutely horrified that she would enforce laws against Democrat grievance groups like drug dealers. And they drop kicked her. You know why else she failed? I mean, because she's black. It was her fault. She did an interview with a black talk radio host, in which they asked her, yo, Kamala, you ever smoked any weed? She's like, yeah, dude. Not good when you've put away people for possession as a prosecutor. Not good at all. She did herself in, but nobody is ever responsible on the left for anything they say or do, damaging themselves. It's always racism. It's not that she was a buffoon and an extreme hypocrite. And it's not that they're anarchists and believe that anybody, any group that votes largely Democrat, as criminals do, should be let off the hook. That's what they believe. Your vote absolves you of having to follow the law. And Kamala Harris did not understand that. Has nothing to do with her being black.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.